This podcast is presented by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at www.uctv.tv. Enjoy the presentation.
Before we get started, I'd like you to meet Philip Glass. This is the architect. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
There was a very fine cellist, Wendy Sutter. I knew her. She was working on some work with me in New York, and she told me that Tan Dunn had done a concerto, and she had played it with the La Jolla Orchestra. And I said, "Do you want to hear the orchestra?" She said, "Yeah, sure." She gave me the CD that they had recording at the performance. It sounded terrific. I said, "Well, they sound very good." She said, "Well, they want me to play another concerto. Why don't we play your concerto?" I said, "Well, if we do, it'll be the American premiere. In fact, it'll be the North American premiere."
Usually, as a soloist, the orchestra or the presenter is deciding what they want you to play. So this is a very unique opportunity where I can actually say, "Hey, look, I've got this thing," and to have the conductor and the orchestra agree. So the piece had only been performed in, I think, New Zealand, Scotland, and China. And Philip had never attended any of those performances, so this is his first time hearing the piece as well.
I knew Steve as a very fine musician and that he would be conducting it. He was enthusiastic, and so I said, "Great, I'm finally going to get to hear a piece which is now 6 years old. I never got to hear it." It's like meeting one of your children, and suddenly they're 6 years old and you missed everything else.
When a composer is there, you have a certain kind of heightened sense of responsibility. But in a way, the heightened sense of responsibility is to the score, to the composer via the score. So when Philip was there, we weren't trying to make him happy in any kind of vague way. We were trying to make him happy because we played his piece.
I've just come from a rehearsal, and I've heard it for the first time live, and I must say that the balances have held up very well.
I felt like this was the place to do the premiere, you know. It's like being in a big candy store. You can take what you want, and everything's, you know, and try everything, and they're willing to try things. They're not jaded. They don't sit on that stage and come to rehearsals every day
You know, this is an orchestra with a gas pedal. I mean, if you step on the gas, that thing will go. And the musicians in that orchestra, you know, put everything, their heart and soul into these performances. So when we came to play Philip's piece, you know, this wasn't an orchestra, you know, punching in the clock and then looking at their watches and thinking, "Okay, when can we leave?" This was an orchestra that would do what it took to make the piece work.
I love writing music. I don't let a day pass without writing music if I can help it. I find time to do things that I want to do. I also feel that I've been very fortunate to live in a time when there's so many talented directors and performers, choreographers, writers. I'm inspired by their work and I'm drawn to it, and that's one of the reasons why I'm working in so many mediums.
Okay, we can take the mutes out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're just a little bit too far away, and let's just take the mutes
okay,
out.
Good, thank you.
I think it sounds good.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything else that you'd like to do?
Not right now, no.
We'll continue and we'll...
Yeah, okay.
We wanted to play well for him. He's a very important composer in the contemporary music scene, and you know, he's also a friend, and so we want to make him happy.
When Philip and I were studying the piece again, listening to the piece, the concerto, together this summer, you know, he turned to me and he was like, I wrote a really good piece. This is a really good piece, you know. He'd kind of forgotten about it, you know. And I was like, yeah, it's good, it's good. It's gonna have a long life in the cello repertoire, so.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast from University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at www.uctv.tv. Thank you for listening.